This programme was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR. If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. MPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out mpr.nz for more information.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Generation Fusion. I am Peely.
Yes, it's good to have you on the show, Peely. Finally.
Wee-wee.
Finally to have Peely from Fortnite.
that's a family inside joke there.
Yes. Andrew feels quite threatened by an animated banana.
No.
To the extent he has to talk about it all the time.
I love Peely.
You do.
It's just to piss off Stephen.
Yeah. We're not going to do an episode about that, though, today.
No. I've done them before. I can do them again.
Yeah, right. Today we're going to have a little reflection time. We thought it'd be quite interesting to talk about the similarities and differences in our final year of high school.
One key difference. For you, it was seventh form. For me, it's year 13.
Yes. So we called it seventh form and Andrew called it year 13.
That changed in the 90s.
Yes. And I've got at home, and I showed it to you this afternoon, my higher school certificate. Mm. Wasn't my fifth form certificate, wasn't my sixth form certificate. It was called higher school certificate.
I have an honours award.
And that was your, because we were talking about this, about how getting into university, you needed to get into university with university entrance.
Yes.
That just gave you, you could get into, that was sixth form. University entrance was sixth form.
I already got that last year.
Yep.
Year 12.
And in your seventh form year was the year you went for bursaries. Now, the bursaries were what you got paid. You got A bursary or B bursary. Gave you so much a week. I don't know how much it was because I wasn't going for it. And this is where we couldn't quite work out because I could get into university on my sixth because I'd done my sixth form certificate. That gave me university entrance. You were worried about getting into university because...
Well, no, because I was worried about getting into university because even though I had university entrance on my application, on the acceptance of my application, one condition was that by the time I start, I will have completed NCEA Level 3.
Yeah, but you don't get what I guess I'm alluding to is that we were awarded a higher school certificate, which we were given on completion of our year 13 or our seventh form year, which you don't have.
Well, I have an honours award.
No, but I've got honours awards too from that year. No, it's got nothing to do with subject. It was your qualification. It was like sixth form certificate, fifth form certificate. It was my higher school certificate. It's what
I
we
have
were
a Marion
awarded.
Brown Memorial Scholarship.
No, no. So that is a difference. So, thank you.
Yes.
But it was interesting because I grew up in Te Araha, which was up in the Waikato. I went to a school of, I think, around 400 students.
I'm guessing the teacher was also the principal.
No.
Oh, no. Sorry, that was Thames.
At a high school, the principal didn't do any teaching. They were just the principal of the school. It was the same setup as your high school. We had a headmistress, Mrs. Hills.
You don't have those anymore.
No.
Oh, Tupper used to have one. Don't have that anymore. I guess it's taken over by the deputy principal.
Yes. Although we had a deputy principal, Mr. Malcolm. So we had Mr. Douglas, who was our principal, Mrs. Hill, who was our headmistress, and Mr. Malcolm, who was our DP. So I guess at the headmistress.
But
it was
how many
like,
DPs did you have?
Well, we only had one.
Yeah, but we got two.
So the headmistress would have been DP number two.
Yeah.
And we didn't have any assistant principals or anything like that.
Headmistress would be assistant principal now, not deputy.
Well, no, because Mrs. Hill was equivalent to Mr. Malcolm. So headmistress and DP were on the same. This is at Te Araha College, which is...
I still struggle to find the difference between DP and AP.
Oh, there's very little. It's just usually just a name.
Yeah.
And it was a small seventh form.
Otherwise, it was.
My seventh form.
I mean, smaller than third form. Year nine.
So in my seventh form year, there was 30 of us.
My year 13 year, there's about 60 of us.
Mm.
Not much bigger.
Not much bigger. And we had a common room.
Yeah, well, we don't have that.
No, you don't.
No, because they decided that a library would be good enough. Library couldn't eat in or drink in.
Yes, so our common room was actually quite large. It had sofas. It had a kitchen. The school gave us coffee and milk and sugar. But we had to go to the local race course and pick up rubbish to help supplement the coffee and Milo.
Seems like
sugar.
A fair compromise.
And that also meant that once a fortnight we were also allowed a packet of biscuits. So whoever was on milk duty, their job was to go down to the dairy and pick up the milk for the common room, and they got to choose the packet of biscuits that we could have. They had to make sure that the packet of biscuits could last all of us. So, yes, and we were now, because I forget that, it wasn't until you did your year 13 year and you had all your study breaks. You have quite a lot of free time.
You do, especially if you happen to get work done during the periods, then you might have an extra period of nothing.
Yes, we never used our study period for studying though.
I didn't either, it's because I got all the work done during class time.
We used to use it to go and play cards in the common room.
I used it to watch YouTube videos. So I guess that's the modern version of playing cards.
Well, I guess we never left sight. We were allowed to leave, much like you were, but we had to sign out via the sign-out book.
We had to sign out via the sign-out book as well.
But we never did, which is fairly ironic. A lot of us just live quite close to school. We were allowed to wear mufti like you were, but you'd been wearing mufti since year 12.
Yeah.
We started mufti in year 13. So that was some similarities.
I think they're thinking of changing that again, at least at Awatapu.
What, putting the year 12s back in uniform?
Yeah. There was a proposal going around.
Yeah.
But you got a common room.
We got a common room.
We technically got one. There was a second level of the library, which was basically just a balcony with chairs. We got bean bags. That was nice.
Yeah.
But you weren't allowed to eat or drink, which is annoying, because even though I was in the library, that second level had no books or computers.
No food in there.
But I guess that's the great thing about having a car, is we sat in my car.
Well, yeah, because none of us had cars.
I know, because you lived across from the school.
No, but none of us had cars. Even the students who lived out in the country still came in by bus.
Because the cars weren't made in Japan yet.
Couldn't afford cars. And so, yeah, interestingly enough, being a year 13, a year seventh former, meant that we were allowed to go into the second door of the staff room and knock, directly requesting a teacher, whereas everybody else had to go via the office if they needed a teacher. But as seventh formers, we were allowed to go through the first set of doors and knock and wait, and that was quite an honour.
Well, we have a very similar thing. It's if the office staff like you and you have a valid reason, you can go through the front office and go ask the principal's assistant if a DP or AP was there you could talk to.
Mm. Yeah. Were you allowed into the staff room?
I wasn't allowed into the staff room. I went in a few times.
Mm. That was always
I went in a few times because I had been invited by teachers.
Yes, it was always a bit nerve-wracking because whenever you went in, the teachers all stopped talking and looked at you.
Oh, no, not in this case. Teachers couldn't care less.
It was, the staff room was quite the hallowed grounds. I think it was we struggled to get enough numbers for classes, and it was I always remember that they would bring in some of the sixth formers, which were year 12s, to make up the numbers for our classes. And it was all right, but we were a bit mean to them. And, well, we've just felt it was a bit off that they had these kids in uniform,
kids in uniform.
In our classes when we should be fully entitled to our own classes.
I get what you mean.
But we didn't really understand that they didn't have – I mean, teaching a class of four just wasn't practical. There was four in my biology class, and it just wasn't practical just to have one teacher teaching to four. So if you brought in the sixth form biology class – you've got enough people. But, of course, we were seventh formers and felt completely entitled to the fact that we were entitled.
Well, you see, it's still kind of similar. Stuff like math and biology and stuff are still just year 13 classes. But, like, woodwork and that stuff are year 12 and 13 classes.
Yeah.
Because, like, photography and design, I was – it was actually photography and design were two classes – that just were at the same time with the same teacher, but woodwork was a class made of year 12 and 13s.
Well, we didn't actually have a lot of choice. A lot of the things we would like to have done would have been correspondence.
Guessing back in your day, you couldn't do woodwork.
No.
You had to do cooking or something.
Woodwork was not an option for me. We could have done, it was called home economics.
Oh, yep.
Home economics. So
that's where Stephen gets it from.
Now,
Stephen likes doing
home economics. Right, yeah. Yeah, he does actually. He thoroughly enjoys it. I did enjoy doing home economics, but there wasn't any career pathway that I could see.
Housewife.
There was no lead to what I wanted to do. I was really keen on horticulture, and I did horticulture all the way up to fifth form. And
that's
I got
a subject.
It was. And I won cups and awards for my work in horticulture.
What goes into a horticulture class?
Oh, it's like biology, but you learnt far more detailed. You learnt about landscaping.
It's just detailed biology.
Yeah, specific to plants. So, as I said, landscape. We learnt about propagation, so growing plants, the different stages, caring for them. It was a lot of fun, and I could only take it to fifth form, which was year 11, because they didn't have any they had the teachers who could teach it, but it wasn't available to be taught at the school, and there was no correspondence for it, so I just had to just give it up.
Sounds like a similar thing I had. I loved year 11 media studies.
Yes.
But then I was one of the only people that signed up for year 12 media studies.
And it was never an option. I would have done it via correspondence, but it was never an option.
It's horrible.
It was basic.
At least digitally, it's horrible.
Well, your Auntie Jennifer did music by correspondence. I think she did year 11, 12 and 13. By correspondence, and that was all right because they had a music teacher, but he couldn't teach it for year 11, 12 or 13, so he just supervised them.
Well, yeah, that's great and all. I didn't get that.
Yeah, well, that's the difference. But I was a bit annoyed because the next high school over in Morrinsville, they did horticulture and agriculture up to seventh form, which was year 13, but it wasn't an option to go to that high school.
Mm.
You just didn't.
I guess it wouldn't have been an option back then, but these days home economics can lead to...
Oh, there's far more pathways now, yeah.
Cooks, chefs.
Yeah. The other thing too is, you still have it in your day. We had look after the little year nines.
Oh, yeah. I didn't do that. I wasn't going to do that. I was going to waste my year 13 year looking after year nines.
I know. I was exactly the same. They came to us and they requested us, I can't remember what it was called. And I was quite indignant. I was like, I'm a seventh former now. I'm not going to help out there. They wanted us to do things where we gave up an hour of our week to spend getting to know them. And
that's a thing as well, but they schedule it for your study period.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to give up my study period to go and you could go on a tramp with them. Tramping with the year.
Guessing it was up Mount Te Ara.
Yeah, it was an overnight camp, and I'm like, a tramp, and I'm like, no way. So I had nothing to do. I always remember starting high school as a third former, and the seventh formers were so
rude
and stuck up and didn't want anything to do with you. And then here I am.
you get to seventh form and realise why.
And I wasn't going to be there to support those we called them turds.
We call them freaks.
But, I did have a lot of fun in my seventh form year. That was deliberate because I wasn't going to university. I decided I wasn't going to university, so I wasn't going to do any of the bursary exams. I had been applied for a scholarship in science, and that told me that if I had passed chemistry and maths the year before, but just barely scraped through. And they told me if I got better grades, that would help my science career. So I decided that I would do sixth form chemistry and sixth form maths again. Mm. And the school basically told me that that was ridiculous because nobody improved their grades. And I proved them wrong.
That's actually a genetical trait because doing correspondence, I got told very little people actually pass.
Yeah, well, you didn't really try, did you?
No. But I passed one subject.
Yes.
And I didn't really care about the exam.
No, well, I
didn't fail.
No, I did want to improve my grades because at that stage I was fully intent on going to get a degree in science. Not a degree, a diploma in science. And I had a lovely time because I didn't have to do these. But then my biology teacher got annoyed with me. And he said, what is the point of you doing seventh form biology if you're not going to do the exam? This was like about 24 hours before the exam payments cut off. He said, what is the point? And I said, so would it be better to do the exam? And he said, yes. So then I thought, I might as well go and do it. So I went in and enrolled for the three seventh form bursary exams. And ended up going to university the next year. And what annoyed me was that if I'd done one more, I would have got a B bursary.
What'd you get?
I got it, but you had to have I had to get so many points to get a B bursary and then an A bursary. And I was off a B bursary by the equivalent of one paper.
Yeah.
So if I'd done one more seventh form paper, I would have had a B bursary. But I didn't worry about that at the time because I wasn't going to university.
In my defence, media studies, I gave up halfway through because every time I started a new standard, it was like, oh, actually, you know, you should go back and do this one. And so I went back and did that one and I started it and it was like, oh, actually, you should go back and do this one. And so I just gave up.
Yeah, and your downfall there was that everything you had been doing from intermediate all the way, which was talk to your teacher or talk to me, you didn't do because you didn't come and tell me.
I talked to the teachers.
You didn't come and
say. They told me to go back and do the other ones.
I would have sorted you out. I would have sent an email to your dean.
I didn't really care. I got a taste of a study period a year before I got a study period.
So, So I did actually have a really cruisy year. And I was very social that year. I hadn't been a very social person. I was head down studying real hard, which paid off because that's what got me into university, my grades from the year before, because I'd had a really cool seventh form year. Yeah.
Well, you see, I was the similar, but I took subjects I enjoyed. So
yes, and I advised you to take subjects you would
I could
enjoy.
Cruise and still pass and you thoroughly, really yeah. well.
And I always reckon that seventh form year is the year that you need to have that's your gap year. I know people take a year off where they go to university. I would say don't take that, you know, go straight to university. But if you've got enough credits, you can enjoy your final year of high school.
Also, I picked subjects. It wasn't intentional, but I picked subjects that had no exams, apart from digital technology, but it was an open book.
Yeah.
And so basically, I got to do all the fun subjects and didn't have any exams at the end of the year. So once the year finished 3 months ago, it was like, well, that's it.
And I know you had some regrets about not doing English because you did love English. But I think that would have made your life really hard because you're good at it, but you would have battled it. And
probably would have fought with my teacher.
You would, yeah, and it just wouldn't have worked.
Would
you
have been like, yeah,
you had everything you needed as far as university entrance goes with English.
Yeah.
And why not just enjoy? So we have that in common.
Yeah.
You enjoyed your final year not because you weren't going to go to university. You enjoyed it because you chose subjects you wanted to do.
That also helped with me getting into university.
Yes, I enjoyed myself because I was repeating two subjects that I'd already passed the year before.
I was
just trying to get better at them. And I wasn't trying to stress myself out like everybody else is trying to get bursary exams.
I also got a scholarship.
Well, you did. You also. But
I got a medal as well.
Yes.
Because I tried my best in everything.
That's the one. But so we've got some similarities, some differences there. I was not expecting for things to change. It probably happened about May, June, I guess, when you know you're having to make choices. And I had decided to move. I'd been in having some dilemmas because I wanted to go, I wanted to get into the dairy factory and work in the lab as a scientist microbiologist in this there. But I couldn't get into the polytech program unless I had a job at the dairy factory.
And you couldn't get a dairy factory unless...
And they wouldn't give me a job at the dairy factory unless I had a position in the polytech. And that was a real catch-22. So I said, I won't worry about that then. But I ended up applying for a diploma in horticulture. And you're supposed to have a job while you're doing that. And I had a job lined up, a job lined up in the cut flower industry. And I had a spot at the polytech. But then I also got accepted to Teachers College. And this is where 17-year-old thinking comes into play. And I thought, you know what, I don't really want to be outside on a rainy day.
Yes.
So I could be teacher on a rainy day and I could work in the gardens on a sunny day. So I'll do the Teachers College bit first and then.
That wasn't a stupid idea, Mum. Because 9 out of 10 times, New Zealand's a rainy day.
Well, that's right. But the interesting thing was that at the time, the whole degree system was changing, and it was a diploma of teaching. But you could do a diploma of teaching at the same time as a Bachelor of Education. And after 3 years, you would have a teaching diploma and 3/4 of a degree. And I thought, yeah, why not? So here was me who wasn't going to go to university, ending up not only at Teachers College but at university and needing my Year 12 results to get me into university.
And you now have a bachelor's in something that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, but that Bachelor of Education is not taught anymore. And that Bachelor of Education was one of the highest qualifications you could get in teaching because it got me onto the highest step of teaching. It's an equivalent now to a master's.
I did something similar as well. When I actually applied to get into Massey, I didn't think I was going to get in because, you know, it was only May.
Yeah.
And I hadn't even decided that Massey was the one I wanted to go to yet. I was still thinking of the Media Design School
the Auckland one.
Or Waikato University.
Yep.
And then I got in and I was like, oh, yeah, all right.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
It's in Wellington.
And you were like, oh, yeah, and I can do it extramurally because I remember you telling me, oh, I can do it extramurally. And then you found out later that I can't do it extra.
No, what happened was I went down to an open day.
Yes.
And I talked to people there and they actually said that, you know, you're paying a lot of money.
You might as well do it.
And then I went on to check and I was like, oh, it was one that I had to do in person anyway.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, because you'd gone down and they said, oh, no, you might as well, all the money you pay, you might as well come in and do the classes. And you were like, okay, well, I will. And then when you went to do it, you couldn't have done it extramurally anyway. No. So it worked out. It worked out well in the end.
No, I could have done summer school though.
Yeah.
No, but yeah.
Yeah. So it all works out.
I was also, because before the original application I did was for a Bachelor in Media Studies here in Palmerston North.
Yes.
And you were like, well, actually, it's Wellington and you should just do what you want.
Yes.
So do a Bachelor in Screen Arts majoring in Game Development.
Oh, that's right. Which, and you were like, I don't even know I could have done that.
No, because I was only looking at classes done by the by Palmy's campus.
Yes, yeah. But, hey, we've got it sorted.
Yep. Anyway, if you enjoyed this episode, we hope you have a good Christmas.
Yes.
You may hear us, but it's not actually us. It's the clones we keep in the closet.
Yes, but no, everybody out there, have a safe and happy Christmas. Enjoy time with your family. And if you're not with your family, always just...
have a good time by yourself.
Yeah, reflect on all the good things in your life. And
binge watch Doctor Who.
Yeah, Doctor Who or Star Trek.
Or binge watch all our episodes.
Yeah, you do that.
Yeah, do that.
Or hit us with some comments on our Facebook page and tell us what you really, really want to hear for 2026.
And we'll be back in 2026, over halfway through this decade. We started this radio show at the start of this decade, Mum.
Did we start in 2020?
2021. Well, anyway, we'll see you all next year.
Yes.
But...
well, you haven't done your outro.
Oh, I haven't.
No. Ah. Oh, Andrew, come on.
Oh, I'm just so excited to go Christmas.
I know.
If you enjoyed this episode, you can go listen to other episodes on Spotify. We can search up Generation Fusion, or you can just search it up on Google. And that should take you to either Spotify or npr.nz/shows/fusion. Or if you'd like to get some behind-the-scenes content, you can go to Facebook and search up Generation Fusion, or you can go to Instagram and search up Generation Fusion. And... best of all, if you'd like to help us continue to make content and continue to make better content and continue to help us make content for the next 5 years, you can go to givelittle.co.nz/org/npr and donate as little or as much as you feel like and help keep this radio station going. And we'll see you all, not next week, but next year. Bye.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.